Now, relax. Be blank, pet. A canvas for me to work on. Follow my words downward. I to work on, and you to work with. Taking everything on board, considering it, and knowing how desirable it is, absorbing it into your mind. Limpness. Now, we know the simple principles. When limp, you will find orgasm beyond your reach. This is a simple, unequivocal, unavoidable conclusion. Once convinced and entrained into that state of limp, blank suspension, you will exist as if your body were entranced as well as your mind. Yet even when the trance lifts, your mind and your body hold on to that limpness, store it for later, where it can be accessed, utilized, and incorporated into you, your body, your desires, your urges, existing alongside them, attaching to the more pleasurable urges and desires, and being carried into prominence in your mind, as an attachment, as certain words and thoughts and fantasies and fetishes, like the arousal when you are limp, attach to your normal processes, travel along with them, and become a part of a fetishistic ache and desire which already existed, and has been empowered already by my words, and by the notion of that orgasm just beyond your reach, that aching yearning. Rather than getting up the energy, the excitement, the ascension to orgasm you would ordinarily pursue, allow a calmer feeling to exist. Because the arousal you get when you are limp is different. It comes from a more cerebral, but no less fetishistic pleasure, which resonates in your body without the convenient outlet you would normally have if you were otherwise than limp. But because you are limp, you must pulse and twitch and resort to other erogenous zones. Yes, the chaste arousal means you will always be just too far from orgasm, too far to crest the hill. But you can get tantalizingly close, close enough, even with your panties or the influence of a dominant ordered limpness descending chastely around you. Sometimes panties will be far away, or someone will want you naked, and yet still chaste. And while you and I, here, may think that panties would be a better aesthetic choice, you will know it is time to submit and indulge the interests of your dominant, because greater rewards of pleasure exist. Panties, stockings, lingerie, the images play through your head. They are already enmeshed in your fantasy and desire, something seductive that lives in you and gains power whenever we discuss it frankly like this. Attach significance to it. Empower it. Go ahead. There's only pleasure to be gained from indulging in a desire that makes you hot, excited, horny. Turned on, needing the touch of silky fabric against your flesh, needing the indulgence in limp, tranced association that you have already entrained yourself to and will continue to train toward the longer you listen. Allow it. Being pantied renders you chastised. We know that. The impossibility of erection under those circumstances is part of what arouses you. You know it, and your mind knows it. And when you are wearing soft, wonderful panties, you are limp. It is as if they were a hypnotic cocoon within which the limpness that overtakes you during a traditional trance affects just one small part of you, transforming your ordinary arousal into a different, more pleasurable yet insidious exploration of your erogenous zones, of all the places your arousal can find to pool, your horny desire can find to root itself, making your skin flush, your body feel oh so sensitive in those perfect panties, your mind so susceptible and ready because it is being drowned out in all of that excitement that has nowhere to go. Because it will be unable to cross the boundary of your perfect hypnotic panties. Yes. And that's already what you want. Already what you have yearned for all along. It's why you began this process. Being pantied renders you chastised. Impossible to become erect. Wonderfully easy to remain limp. And this still leaves the rest of you free for excitement, free to become horny, hot, and ready, very, very quickly, because there is an absence of an outlet. There is a lack of place for the arousal to go, except into your body, out to the tips of your fingers, through your nerves, around and through your system, in the best of ways. And this is not a lesser arousal. This is even greater. This is something that you would have never noticed had you remained hard. It is a different arousal. Without that convenient outlet of being non-limp, you are trapped and chastised in limpness, and you have fewer ways to vent the urge associated with that arousal. You are lacking ways out of your situation, and therefore you have an opportunity to find new ways in, deeper and deeper in, to open yourself up to the hot yearning that comes when you look and see yourself in perfect, aesthetically pleasing panties, keeping your limpness contained and entranced in that enwrapping cocoon of limp chastity. Of wanton desire raging through the rest of you, and since it cannot escape through your cock, it goes to that other outlet for fantasy, that other place for desire. It goes to your mind, all that arousal going to your head, filling it up, leaving it heady, drifting, aching, wanting more and more, inescapably. Wonderfully. In absolute bliss. Yes. More. When the time is right, you know that the trance takes hold, and you are loose, limp, and relaxed, just within the confines of your panties, or, if you're chastised, where your hypnotically cocooning panties would be. The order of a dominant partner is enough to make you chastised, because it holds at least as much force as a pair of those silky, comfortable panties would. You know that that's what you want, to be able to explore that control, to have the freedom to give in to it, and yet know that when things are done, you will be back to rigidness, even though you will remember, and perhaps yearn for, the limp exploration of chastity. Of other ways of being aroused, of different kinds of blankness. You know that wearing the right clothing calls up powerful associations in your mind. Not simply the fetish and arousal of it, but these instructions. We built that image at the start. The image of you, aroused, chastised, having to find different ways to mentally arouse and defer your arousal. Because it lacks an escape, there is an absence of an outlet, and this causes you to flush hotter, to twitch with desire, to gasp with need, finding roots in you because it has little outlet, with you being so limp and blank and racked with desire. Yes. It's as if it's trying to find you. To find the innermost core of sensitivity, that ball of arousal that comes into you when you think of your limp, chaste state, that explores your form, that makes you twitch and ache wantonly, absolutely. And it will eventually find you, take up root, make you shudder, make you all that much aware of how limp, how caught up in desire you really are, and how escape will only come when you either learn to deal with your sensitive, horny bliss, or when you eventually cease being limp. But who knows how long it could take for the latter. And meanwhile, every moment you are limp arouses you in and of itself, leaving you subject to that pleasure, that growing pleasure. And it will only grow more as you realize the helpless limpness of your situation and how good it's making you feel. The sensation is pursuing you inside of your body, finding that part of you which loves to go deep and relax, loves to follow my words. The idea of losing yourself to that limpness, this is the image we have made, and this is how you will be. When the signal occurs, you will be that way again and relish being so. Relax for me. Follow these words downward, spiraling into a place that is devoid of clutter, free of obstruction, ready to learn. If you are here, if you have come this far, then you have already considered which words would interest you. Which lines of logic intrigue and draw you onward, and you have decided to subject yourself to this discussion, this argument from my mind, to your waiting, open, subconscious, and receptive center of thought. When we set up an anchor in trance, there are a number of steps. First, we get you into the state that we mutually wish you to assume at a later time. That's how you are now. Limp, wanting, with all these descriptions and ideas swirling in your mind. We help make the experience vivid, striking, memorable, so the memory of it will return easily to you, both at times when it is appropriate, the triggered times, and also at times when you are idle, when there is a lack of other interruption or obstruction, so you can enjoy the pleasant surprise of finding yourself in the desired state again and again, reinforcing the memory, the experience we have built together, elaborating on your favorite fantasies. And it is a matter of building. You take various building blocks and merge them together. Imagine the pleasure of taking your favorite fantasies and, with my guidance and your rigorous training, dedication, and limpness, turning them into your entrained, submissively limp reality. That thought, the right word or the right thought, builds an experience which can be conjured out from the storage in your memory. First we build it, then we make it vivid. We anchor it in your mind to a specific circumstance, word, object, location. We give you the parameters under which this experience will replay itself, superimpose itself onto the now, expand with perfect clarity until the memory is so vivid that your limp, captured, mind follows down to a chaste, submissive, entrained place in comfortable panties, so vivid that the sensations, desires, needs, and beliefs that your anchored memory contains replace those ordinarily present, an altered state you want and have wanted since before you became situated to engage in this conversation. There is being pantied, and there is being chastised. When you are pantied, limpness is a matter of course. You can look down, semi-dazed, and observe the perfect curve of your hips. the perfect way, the offset of the right look, the right silky encasement for your chaste form, which finds limpness oh so stylish and perfect. Anything else would clash with the silken perfection adorning your body. Yet, sometimes, even when you are unpantied, a dominant partner will want you limp, chaste for the aesthetic value of seeing your pleasing, smooth limpness, if nothing else. And they will appreciate this understanding, because it will drown you in even more wonderful heady pleasure, and it carries the prospect of even more arousal, to be dyed in their color and follow the dominant commands of your partner. Sometimes, for you, the value of this, your partner will appreciate it, and that aspect of your form will please you, too. Just as you appreciate it when you see yourself clad in soft, silky panties. You can see it now. Your body. Now the central point is the panties, which serve as their aesthetic purpose, and the compelling, wonderful, hypnotic one of letting you stay limp, blank, and chaste whenever they touch your flesh. Maybe we can add accoutrement beyond that. Yes, pantyhose or stockings, lingerie in general. Envision it. Wouldn't it be pleasurable, stunning, desirable for your mind? Imagine the pleasure of standing there, limp, pantied, stockinged, appropriately adorned, wanting more by the second, as your limpness leaves your arousal, excitement, and horny need without a normal outlet, forced to find and forge new outlets in your brain, giving you new ways to be horny, creating new erogenous zones, new places to be horny in, and your mind falls into it, wanting it. Yes. And that image, imagine yourself, pantied, limp, aroused to such a point that you'd do whatever your dominant asks, because it carries the prospect of even more arousal, being dyed in their color and following their commands, doing so to drown in even more wonderful, heady pleasure. Pleasures which people who lack an understanding of limp, pantied chastity will never reach. Their arousal will flow out of their bodies before they ever get this hot, horny, and excited. Yours, however, will remain. Envision it. Being controlled, chastised, or pantied on your own, and then subjected to the limp silkiness that it evokes. And that image will remain. Will haunt and tease you, taunt and arouse you. You will remember it, retain it, file it away. This is the first step, to build this image of yourself pantied and waiting and wanting, limp and chastised, so vividly in your mind that you are licking your lips at the thought of it, yearning for it, wanting to experience it and be guided through it again and again. This is the thought, eminent in your mind, powerfully pulsing with your excited, wanton, horny arousal. Yes, all of these words have built this thought of you chastised, this memory you will file away in your mind, conjure it up at the right moments. You'll be going about your business and a dominant partner will say chaste and limp, or a dominant partner will say, any other trigger phrase you agree on, because it is the will to render you limp which matters more than the form of the words. Much more. That will turned on you, bound up in the arousal that you will serve and enjoy in your limp, chaste state. Indeed, even absent the instruction of a dominant, you may still become limp, chaste, wanting, aroused. That's the best part. When you're on your own, You have that opportunity. That wonderful chance to wear panties. Now, lingerie can be a nice additional touch. Pantyhose, stockings, likewise. But when in panties, orgasm is impossible. Everything else is just a wonderful addition. And when you build these images in your mind, I encourage you to add other blissful things to them. You are limp and blank and ready and willing. These things put together make you oh so pleased. They inform you of deep, primal fantasies, which are brought to life when you are pantied or chastised. The condition of being limp from being pantied lasts until they are removed, while the condition of being limp from being ordered that way by a dominant partner lasts until the scene is done, until you are back out in the world away from their influence and command. Keep in mind that if they order a longer session of chastity, and it is something you want on any level, it might just stay that way for longer. So we have gone through the steps. We have built the experience within your mind, made it vivid, you chastised, limp, aching, wanting. The more aroused you get, the more entranced you are, the limper, and expanding the image, we file it away. We anchor it in so it can be expanded and restored later. When we described how it fit into your fetish, when your mind accepted my words and your acceptance of them, how limpness is different from firmness, how you will go into and out of that state, all of these things formed the switch. Then we defined the parameters under which the switch will be turned on. Your memory will be unearthed and work its way through you and onto you. By doing all of this, we have given you simple instructions. Next, we go over them again in a summary. Then, I help you to reinforce them. First, we will recap. Then, I will engage in the final function of installing this chaste, limp, blank programming. Reinforcement. Taking the things and giving you good reasons to remember and retain. Good reasons to train again and again and again. Returning here, blanking yourself willingly, taking all the words on board and becoming ever more skilled at limp, chaste exploration of your own exotic fantasies and submissive desires, and the uncoming arousal, where every time you peek toward climax, it gets further away, until you are left simply limp. Finding other outlets for your pleasure, drowning out your senses, indulging in it. Such a good image, so well encapsulated in your mind, so it can return later. So to recap for the benefit of your waiting, receptive mind, chaste, pantied existence is desirable for you. We knew this before you began. You picked out something to make you chastised, wanton, to help you. It's something you wanted before you began. It's why you began. And it comes with numerous benefits you may have disregarded before, but now will be highlighted for you to decide upon. Imagine the pleasure of that. When your body is caught up in a rigid existence, you miss things. You expel your desire too quickly. You miss out on the intricacies of arousal, and submission, and ache, and need. When your body is in limpness, however, when your panties bind everything inside of them, pushing orgasm further away the more aroused you get, so that by the time you are aroused enough to climax normally, you are still limp, yet full of just as much desire. And so you can go further. Your limits are further because you know that your arousal will never be wasted, that your horny, aching, rising pleasure will never find the wrong outlet, and you will be able to swim in it instead. Normally, if you filled yourself up with enough stimulation, enough arousing images, enough sexy thoughts, you would come because you'd hit that point. and then you would be done. You would deflate. You would lose the arousal as it shot out of your body. In those circumstances, you would fail to explore arousal because it leaves your body too quickly. But by exploring arousal through limp, pantied chastity and blankness, taking the chastity on board and accepting your limpness in the right circumstances, you are able to go further. You will see things you normally miss out on. You will explore arousal. You will keep arousal that would otherwise escape. You will keep horny desire, excitement, the flush of your skin, the warmth and sensitivity of your flesh. You will truly appreciate your erogenous zones and how willing and deep and submissive you are made when you are flooded with arousal and yet powerless and empowered to use climax. No easy way out, only an appropriately limp and chaste existence until the way out arises, until the right time, until you've explored either everything you want to or everything your dominant wants you to. Being pantied or being chased, whether from an order or from what you are wearing, makes you confront ways to deal with and change your mind with your increasing arousal. You have to deal with how deep and palpably good it makes you feel, how you'll go along with oh so many things, and explore new sides of yourself in your pulsing, limp, absolute arousal. Also, associating this with panties is good for you generally. You admire the way you look with panties on. Also, pantyhose, stockings, lingerie, accessories of any kind. But most of all and above all, the sleek, silky look of your hips offset in comfortable, limpness-inducing panties, it is simply the height of the aesthetic form, a form you will be drawn back to, because it was something you already wanted, and you know that the examples, the mental building, the ideas contained in my discussion with you here are all powerful and useful for reinforcing and exploring your love of that form. And so you shall return. Also, the image of yourself pantied, being subjected to orders or simply arousing images, over and over, limp yet ready, sensitive and blank pet. Well, that image is striking. So striking and so potent that I am sure you have filed it away for later. Filed it away for easy retrieval. It will reoccur to you when you sit there aroused with nothing to do. Oh, it will recur again and again. And this also means you and I can call it back under other circumstances. Thus, by giving you a desirable image that you want to pursue, which you have proven you want to pursue by being here and by going as deep into wanton, limp arousal as you already have. Thus, by doing this, we make it a powerful memory, a habit, a form of thought and conditioning. You will be limp when you are commanded into chasteness. You will be limp when you are pantied. You will be limp when given the chance to submit. And limpness means chasteness, a distant inability to orgasm, for which you are compensated by being able to explore other kinds of arousal, letting that striking image overtake you. You've proven you want to be here. The perfection of that wonderful arousing form. Oh, yes. You will be limp when you are pantied. And there is a powerful image which builds the anchor, and that anchor is what we will trigger. Lastly, the triggering circumstances. You want to be limp when in panties. It would mess up the image, the perfect aesthetic form of you in soft, silky panties relies on your soft limpness, and if you were anything else, that would interfere. And that limpness makes orgasm impossible, renders you chaste, but it lets other kinds of arousal, other desires, other erogenous zones and excitements become available to you more powerful than ever. When you are in panties, you are limp, chaste, ready. and you love the way you look. Adding more accessories like stockings or lingerie just makes it more potent, more powerful, better for you, and that's how it'll be. On the other hand, sometimes you'll be with someone you wish to submit to, but who wants to see you nude and ready, who wants to observe your limpness. Well, in that circumstance, they can order you limp, order you chaste. In those circumstances, look at it this way. For you, panties and lingerie and all of that actually symbolize your desire to submit, your desire to take something inside yourself and externalize it, then submit to it. So instead of panties, let a dominant person, a partner, control your limpness. When they give that order, be chaste, be limp. Even something as simple as submit may return you to memories of now, of this relaxation. Let them see their effect on you by becoming limp, drowsy, droopy. Sure, wearing panties can be one trigger, calling up the anchored memory and making you limp. Always limp, absolutely limp, ready and limp with your arousal taking other forms. But so too can an order be a trigger. Envision it like an invisible pair of panties descending, encapsulating you, making your limpness all the more striking, and showing off your desire to submit. And this lets you not just explore new vistas of arousal, which being limp already empowers you to do, but it lets you explore a new way of being limp, where you can turn your normal arousal process off or on with the right word. Well, your partner can. You'll have to wear panties. The right glance, the right command renders you chaste, controlled, so long as you're submitting to that person, an exploration of new ways to submit. You see the image in your mind? You, chaste, limp, arousal rampaging through your body as it pleases, highlighting and bringing to the forefront of your mind some normally forgotten erogenous zones, empowering you to explore and be pleasured in new ways. And this memory is so strong that it is filed away, and you will take this conditioning, this command, this experience, and file them away also in your important and frequently recalled memories, so you can become limp whenever you are pantied or ordered into chastity. And that will be perfect, precise, a desire you have that has long been empowered and now been made all that much stronger, moved to the forefront of your mind, undeniable, flooding you with excitement, making you horny and yet limp, excited and yet waiting and chaste, sensitive, because being entranced also arouses you. And this is the entrancement of a specific part of your body. The part contained in those panties. Or, the force of a dominant's command containing it instead. A containment fed by your own arousal. Yes. The more turned on you get, the deeper you go. Going deeper makes you more entranced. It motivates you to get more into your own arousal and find new and exciting ways to go there. Like being pantied or ordered chaste, and so you have motivation to return, to re-listen, to retrain yourself and restrain into limpness. And so we arrive at the final step, reinforcement. There are two kinds of reinforcement. One is making things desirable by presenting how you already desire them. We barely need to do that. You know what you want. What you ache for, what you've been drummed up to and aroused at the thought of, your limpness. Thus, encouraging a return to here, since you were going to return anyway, and presenting examples. I'm going to present examples and give you reasons to return. I'm going to help remind you why you want to make this such a part of you, that you reinforce it automatically just by existing. You pursue it, and love it, and engage in it. And that is right and whole and correct for you. Firstly, I've said it all throughout. This is what you want, what you desire, What you ache for, absolute, unequivocal, chaste limpness under certain circumstances. When pantied or ordered, these are the right times to be limp. And limpness means orgasm, even from touching directly, is lost to you. A limited section of your body will be entranced, just like all of you is right now, and that will let you explore new arousal. And when it is under another's orders, it will let you explore new routes of submission, too. You will be able to access parts of you, your sexuality and desires, which would otherwise go unexplored. Then there's the desire to return. Losing your limpness would set you back. It would make you fall back into the old mode of discharging your arousal, the old way of doing things. It would take a tool away from your dominant partners, and this would block off some explorations of submission. In short, it is very much in your best interests to return, to train often, to let yourself absorb these words and keep these tools available, in your quest to probe the depths of your arousal, your aroused, excited ache, and your submissive blank deepness. Returning, learning, and indulging are what you want. This is right for you, and returning here lets you find new intricacies of rightness and clearly see the route you will take. Before we lock all of this into your mind and allow you to drift upward from your state as a blank slate for you and I to work upon, into your state as the slate which has been inscribed, marked and left with more writing. Follow me now. When you are pantied, you are chaste. I needn't repeat the reasons. You have heard them all before, and agreed with them even before we started. This forms a powerful part of your desire and fetishism. It already lurks in your mind. Every one of my words resonates and empowers an existing desire, making it stronger, giving it more privileges when it comes to determining your actions. That part of your urge exists when certain things are present, fulfilled, and appropriate. Namely, when you are pantied or ordered by a dominant in the context of your submission. Those are the right times to give that fetish-empowered part of your mind, which draws you in and enforces hypnotic deepness and limpness, to give it full, free reign, full control, at least of your limp, aching, aroused, excited self. And that's what you want. It's what you pursue, have been pursuing since before we began. Standing in its way would only draw you further, further away from a pleasure you have worked so hard to build, to absorb, to indulge in. If nothing else, it would deny you an arousal and exploration of same that you yearn for. When ordered into chastity, or when wearing panties, you are limp. You are blank. You are left wanting, and your other, arousing thoughts light up, because the focus is no longer between your legs, and is instead everywhere. You are freed by your captivity, by this binding in chaste, pantied ecstasy, joy, and pleasure, by a sensitivity which increases, because one particular, all too common outlet is denied to you in your chaste arousal. There is liberty in your state of submission. You explore a pleasure normally inaccessible to those who lack your limpness. Cherish your limp, chaste ache. It is what you wanted. It is what you have wanted since before you began. When you are pantied or instructed into chastity, your memories of limpness, of letting go, using some of the same skills you used to relax this deeply in the first place, into trance, you use those same skills but only in one place, the place encapsulated either by your panties or by the order of a dominant partner. Limp, chaste, wanting, aroused, on edge. Cherish that limp, chaste, aching desire. Cherish the new intricacies of your sexual bliss that you will discover. And go, pet. to try on some panties and feel limpness overtake you. Enjoy yourself. Be blank, pet. And go. Limp, chaste, hot, and horny.